The 1,000-foot carrier Mesabi Minor needed help from tugboats to get away from the CN dock in Duluth. Ken Newhams is on the ice taking pictures of the ore boat for DuluthShippingNews.com.
I'm trying to keep both hands warm, so I've decided to talk on the phone with my left hand. I'll take pictures with my right hand. But sooner or later, they're both going to freeze. There's a lot of noise out here, which is to say ice cracking.
In just 2 weeks, the Duluth Superior Harbor has gone from no ice to 6 to 8 inches of ice. So the U.S. Coast Guard is starting ice breaking a week earlier than last year, which is unusual because Lake Superior had the warmest water temperatures this summer on record. But vessel traffic manager Ken Curry at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, says they've dispatched the Coast Guard cutter Katmai Bay to help ships caught in the ice.
We've received a couple of requests for assistance in the Duluth Superior area. Their extreme cold temperatures over the last couple of weeks have generated quite a bit of ice.
This is a critical time of the year to keep ships moving. Duluth Port Authority facilities manager Jim Sharrow says companies need to stockpile taconite and other goods before Lake Superior shuts down January 15th.
It's absolutely vital that the channels be kept open by high horsepower vessels. There are millions and millions of tons of cargo that are moved during this period.
Once things shut down next month, Lake Superior shipping won't resume until March 25th. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.